and welcome back to the Rotten Rainbow Podcast. If you've seen the title of this episode already, we are indeed going to be talking about bisexuality. One of my favorite groups of people. I've known so many bisexuals, and they have been so nice to me because I was just a loser in school. So people who ended up being bi were always so nice to me, and we could chat about anything without any judgment. Alright, so I want to get something straight real quick. I've recorded this twice already, and I've tried to record it on my phone. Something's going on with the Anchor app. I have to talk to them about that. And on my computer, but for some reason it just destroyed my files. So we're doing this one more time on the computer. Okay, so let's see. Oh. Where was I? There we go. So the reason I'm going to be talking about bisexuality, mostly biphobia in, you know, specifically, is because I recently made the decision to change my personal blog on Tumblr to my personal/podcast blog, so I can transmit my podcast, so maybe I can get more listens. And I'll admit, my podcast is still a little bit rocky, but I am doing much better since I began. I am trying new stuff, a new format, and going to be utilizing my social media a little bit more often than I did back then. The other reason is because on Tumblr, I asked people to send me ideas on what I should talk about, and someone said to talk about bisexuals, but like I said, specifically biphobia. And honestly, I think it's a great topic. We don't really talk about biphobia. It's kind of a passive-aggressive thing that people do on a daily basis. So bringing it to light is always a fun way to, you know, check people who try to make biphobic comments. It's also something that a lot of people who are bisexual have to struggle with. I know we have transphobia and homophobia, but like, biphobia is just as important as well. Someone could be trans and bisexual, so I think it's important to make them feel like they have absolutely nothing to worry about, rather than judging them on their sexual preference. That's the other crazy part about it too. I had to burp, I'm sorry. Bisexuals are being constantly judged in the gay community. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all. How are you gonna judge someone from your own community and criticize them for who they're attracted to? It's just wild, the thought that a gay man not only will not date a guy because they are bi, but judges them for liking both men and women. It's crazy. Now, before we get into the main topic, I thought since we're trying out a new format, I'm going to start off by telling you about some things that are happening in the world and my reaction on them. The first story I want to bring up is from NBC's LGBTQ plus part of the community, and the article is titled "Russian LGBTQ plus Activist is killed after being listed on gay hunting website." It's such a wild story, okay? Yelena Grigoyeva was found stabbed to death in St. Petersburg, Russia, after her name appeared on, get this, a website dedicated to hunting LGBTQ people. Okay, let that sink in for a second. Did you get the picture? Okay, so they have a suspect in their custody, but here's the crazy part about this website. It popped up in 2018 and has been banned only for it to reappear twice this year. Yelena posted a warning about this website on her Facebook, and 3 days later, she was found dead. Russia is no joke when it comes to LGBT rights, as there aren't really any in Russia. Like, you gay? You did. And that's the harsh reality. But although Yelena was killed for her activism, I'm very glad that someone was at least trying to make change happen in Russia. I was happy to hear that a Russian woman was fighting for rights in Russia. Like, I really want to make sure that the LGBT community, not only here in the United States, knows this, but globally. I hope everyone in our community, in a global scale, knows what Yelena was doing for our family in Russia. She was a very brave woman, and she will be remembered. The people of Russia have got to change their way of thinking. It is just, it's 2019, guys. You gotta catch up. You gotta let people be who they want to be, because these aren't strangers. These aren't people who have taken the lives of straight people. These are people who were thought to be straight or who were not straight in the beginning, and they're living as their true selves now. They've found themselves, and to make it almost illegal, which I think it is in Russia, I'm not sure, I haven't educated myself with the laws of Russia, mostly because Russia is just something else when it comes. I don't hate Russia, I just think that Russia could do better, just like every other part of the world. I think places in the world could do a lot better than what they're doing now. Like, in some of the Middle Eastern countries, they have morality police that can arrest you for being gay and can also execute you in some parts of the world, which is just, it's crazy. It's one of the great things about living in the USA is not being killed. Well, you still can be killed for being gay in the United States. People say there are laws protecting. People say, oh, you have laws protecting you. What do you have to worry about? Let me put it into perspective. Back in the day, the government decided to ban alcohol. So you know what people did? They kept selling alcohol without the United States permission. This was prohibition. So do you honestly think that people give a shit about what the laws are? No, they don't. There have been Matthew Shepard. There have been, that's one of the prominent ones. There's also been a lot of transgender black women who have been killed, even though there are supposedly laws protecting people from dying in the hands of other people. There's been 12 murders of black women. I know people die every day, but these people are being specifically killed for being trans and all this kind of stuff. So I need y'all to really open up your eyes and really see that people are in danger. People who aren't what America wants are in danger. All right, we're gonna move away from that and look at something a little bit less scary. So let's talk about Blade. There are two superheroes I love when I was younger that my brother introduced me to, Blade and Spawn. I actually have a little wrist tattoo of Spawn's emblem. I absolutely love Spawn so much. I remember when I was little, my brother bought a PlayStation 2 game of Spawn, and him and I used to play it all the time. It was my favorite. And then I watched the Michael J. White movie of Spawn, and it was fantastic. That's where I started to develop my crush for Michael J. White, even though I didn't know I was a homosexual. But back on the topic, it was recently announced last week at Comic-Con that Mahershala Ali will be taking on the role of Blade in the new remake, and longtime fans weren't very happy about it. They felt that Wesley Snipes, the original actor who portrayed Blade, got snubbed for a much younger actor until Wesley Snipes told everyone to calm the fuck down. Wesley Snipes wasn't upset that the vampiric torch was being passed on and understands that this kind of stuff happens all the time in Hollywood. From the looks of Mahershala, he looks like he's going to be a great Blade. I love me some Blade, and I honestly have been waiting for a Blade remake for years. I think Blade is such a kick-ass movie. If you don't know what Blade is, it's about a vampire hunter who goes to vampire dens, which are sometimes disguised as raves, and he hunts them down, and he's also a vampire, and he's trying to find the main vampire and kill him. And, like, it's really cool. It's a really old movie, and it gives you a little sneak preview as to what the 2000s looked like. It's like, back in the day, cybergoth and raving were, like, the cool things to do. I'm just saying it right now. The Matrix had a very heavy hand in cybergoth and, you know, people acting like they're in the Matrix. You know the kids. You know the kids back in middle school and high school, the ones who would wear black trench coats and black clothes and black sunglasses, and they would act like they were the baddest bitches walking on Earth and shit. Which also, how did people do that? Like, I came from Phoenix, Arizona. Like, the number one rule in the summer is you don't go outside wearing black unless you're trying to lose 20 pounds in 4 hours. You don't wear black. And I would see kids in middle school, when I went to middle school, in, like, all black on black on black on black, topped with a black trench coat or a black jacket, and leather trench coat or jacket. I tried wearing a black leather jacket when I was younger for Halloween, and I swear on my mother's life I will never do it ever again. Leather jackets that are black are only reserved for winter, and that's where they will stay. Anyways. And the pants, you know the pants? The ones that were, like, super fucking, like, the one pant leg was, like, the size of your torso. Or my torso, because I'm, you know, wider and, you know, thicker. But, yeah, those, like, super fucking big pants. Like, holy shit. Where did people get them? Well, I mean, I think they got them at, like, Hot Topic and stuff, and, like, Spencer's. But I wasn't cool enough back then to know what Hot Topic and Spencer's was. So, and also, like, Hot Topic used to be a lot cooler and more brand-oriented. Nowadays, you go into a Hot Topic and you see, like, One Direction. Nothing against One Direction, but that's totally the opposite of the aesthetic of Hot Topic. It's supposed to be like gothy and like emo, and you know, there's supposed to be like piercings and cool patches that you can sew on or iron on. I don't know how to do patches on fucking denim jackets either. I'm not cool enough for that shit. But yeah, it was like somewhere where, like, God, every time I say this word I just remember the band. It's where the Misfits would go to get their clothes and shit. So, yeah. But back to Blade. I think the remake, honestly, won't live up to the original, but it'll still be pretty good. And, you know, with the advancement of technology and CGI, you can make some real fucking magic happen. I hope, this is my thing, because I'm a huge Blade fan. I've watched all the movies. I hope that they don't try to pretty up the monsters. They don't try to make the monsters visually appealing. I want them to be grotesque and disgusting, just like I remember them back when I was a kid. I don't want this kind of fucking Twilight pampering shit that they, you know, you usually do nowadays with fucking vampires. I remember vampires being disgusting, unholy, horrid creatures, and that's why I loved old vampire movies, because they, you know, vampires aren't supposed to be, they're supposed to be attractive. They should have a human form, obviously, but they have like a demonic transformation, true, like, this is my true form kind of thing. But all the best of luck to Mahershala Ali. I think you're gonna make a great Blade. You're gonna make a great You're going to make Wesley Snipes proud, is what I'm trying to say. All I'm waiting for now is a remake of Spawn. But I do hope that Marvel makes Spawn and Blade's movies epic as hell. Because the new generation needs to see what these fucking black superheroes can do. Jesus Christ. Did you hear about the damn fight that happened in Disneyland? No? Okay, strap the fuck in. On July 5th, a fight broke out in Disneyland between family members. Avery Robinson was charged with assault against his sister, brother-in-law, and girlfriend, as well as endangering three children. Like, that's insane. How the hell are you going to fight at Disneyland? How are you going to fight at the happiest place on earth? Like, you must be out your damn mind. Okay? It was just... And also, I have this, like, thought that there's, like, a sniper on top of the buildings taking out people with, like, tranquilizer gun. Like, with like, tranquilizer darts and sniper rifles. Because I could totally see Disney doing that. Disney's very professional. The Reddit stories I've read about Disney and how they handle things is really cool. Like, did you know that they have underground passageways? Like, I didn't know that. But it makes sense too, now that I think about it. While we're on the same topic, Disney has come under a lot of scrutiny as of late. I would personally like to apologize for all the Disney stuff that I've made. I made an episode of Disney solely. I've made another one talking about the live remakes, last episode. And it just seems that Disney can't stay out of trouble right now. You know? Alright, let's get into the story. The heiress of Disney's name went undercover to see what was going on after an employee messaged her and said that the happiest place on earth isn't all it's cut out to be. And according to her, what she saw in Disneyland was unfucking believable. She said that her grandfather would never allow something like this to happen, and that the workers of Disneyland are the recipe of the company's success. Okay, here are a few things, right? Abigail Disney, who is the heiress, does not have any control over what happens in Disneyland. She is just the heiress. She is the one who inherits stuff, and that's it. She's the one who has the name. She does not have any power over what Disneyland does. The second thing is, I think she's absolutely right. A company, the people who work for a company are the recipe to that company's success. Meaning, without people, a company would be nothing. And I want people to remember that while they're listening to this. A company is worth nothing if people will not support it. Keep that in mind the next time a company does some bullshit like that. With enough power, a company can be left vulnerable. But Disney also responded to the claims by saying that they were just a stunt. And Disneyland got some balls, man, to say to the heiress of Disney that she's making this shit up. I've actually watched a few mini documentaries about unfair wages Disney gives to their employees. I remember this woman who had been working with Disneyland for quite a while, like more than a decade. And she was living with two roommates because she could barely afford rent. But she loves her job so much, so she's sticking it out. And also, a lot of employees have also spoke out. One woman who was recently interviewed, I believe on CNN, said that she couldn't live off her Disney check, so she had to resort to living in her car. And she also had to resort to like living with her parents for a while. And she works as a hairstylist. And, you know, she would do hair on the side and try to build up her clientele. But it was hard while working at Disney. It was a hot goddamn mess. And honestly, like, I always knew that Disney would become this this kind of mogul monster because they're making money. Like, they have control over some of the good shit in, you know, our lives. Like, Marvel and Star Wars, they have a good monopoly on entertainment, but, like, excuse me. But they have a good monopoly on entertainment, but come on, Disney, like, treat your people better, and they will work better. It's just a simple equation. Pay your people well, treat them respectfully, and they'll do their job. Disneyland is the most magical place on Earth. Everyone has a dream of at least being part of Disney somehow, even working at Disneyland somehow. So, it's just, I think Disneyland needs to get their shit together. Stop treating your fucking employees like garbage and pay them the minimum wage. The minimum wage, by the way, in California is roughly $14. So, it's wild. Just pay them $15, you know, and everyone would be happy. People just want to make a living. You want to just live. People would want to pay their rent, for God's sake, and come to Disney happily. Ugh. Get it together, Disney. Our last headline comes from people.com, and it's about an In-N-Out burger that was found in New York. Like, the weirdest place for an In-N-Out burger to ever be. Okay, let me explain this real quick. In-N-Out Burger is a burger chain that is prominent in the West Coast, mostly in California. It's very famous there, but it does spill into Arizona as well as some joints in Texas and Utah, but, like, that's about it. So you could see why Lincoln Boehm, the man who found the burger on the street, was really confused. A whole In-N-Out Burger, wrapper and all, lying on the streets of Jamaica, Queens, New York. There are absolutely no In-N-Out Burgers in or near New York. Lincoln said that it shook him to the core to see a burger in such pristine condition. I saw the Instagram picture of the burger. It looked untouched. It looked like it was just made. It looked so good. I was shocked with how well that burger looked. To give you a better idea of how weird this is, the nearest In-N-Out Burger joint is 1,500 miles away. This is just wild. Lincoln also stated that he is an In-N-Out Burger fanatic and has tried to get a burger back to New York, but fails to do so because the burger gets soggy and nasty, just like a burger would if you tried to fucking smuggle it on the plane. Like, it's so strange seeing an In-N-Out Burger in New York. Even I think it's weird. And I haven't even had the burger yet, but I've heard a lot of good shit about the burger. But all I know is that the burger is a West Coast thing. There are no In-N-Out Burgers near the East Coast or the Middle or anywhere else. It's a West Coast thing, and that is it. Lincoln contacted the company and asked if they were opening a new store in New York or if the burger was some sort of publicity stunt. But the head honchos were even confused. Either were just as confused as us, guys. Who fucking knows if the mystery of the In-N-Out Burger will ever be solved. But I do have a little theory on what may have happened. Here's my theory. I think someone maybe had brought a burger wrapper from the joint, made a burger, and set it on the ground to troll people. That's my theory. Because when you're that dedicated to be a troll, you will do whatever it takes to be a troll. You know, the troll life, you didn't choose the troll life chose you. Here's my other theory. The other one is that someone in California tripped after getting their burger and, like, the burger just fell through a wormhole in space. I honestly don't know. I don't know how that burger got there. I hope we get answers soon because it's going to drive me wild. All right, that does it for topics this week. Now, let's move on to something a little bit more fun. I thought, hey, wouldn't it be fun to read some whispers? This is a new segment I want to start doing where I read some whispers and I react to them. And so if you don't know what Whisper is, it's an app that lets you say shit anonymously, and some of it's good and some of it is just like too good, you know what I mean? That juicy shit. That's the sometimes whispers have that juicy shit, like some juicy ass gossip minus the person. That's the one recipe that's missing from juicy whispers, is just who's it about, who the fuck knows. All right, so we're gonna continue this Disney theme for now, because I found some great whispers about how people got fired from Disney. Like, oh, this is gonna be good. Okay, so I chose the 10 whispers relating to Disney. Number 1, I got fired at my job at Disneyland for horse playing. Before I got my last paycheck, my boss said to me, "This isn't a playground." Okay, how the fuck is Disneyland not a playground? It's Disneyland. You can be professional and fun too. And like, also, you're dealing with children at Disneyland, and sometimes rough and rowdy adults who sometimes have a little bit too much to drink, obviously. But Disneyland is just a fun place to go and meet your favorite characters. To scold your employee. I get you have to be professional there. I could see why you have to be professional at Disneyland. But are you really gonna fucking fire Peter Pan for just being a little bit, like, just roughhousing with people? No. Well, I don't know. I don't work at Disney. I don't think I'll ever work at Disney. Shit. If I ever work at Disney, it's gonna be a fantastic episode to record. I don't care about getting fired. Shit. I will do it for the episode. Okay, anyways. Number 2. I was Belle at Disneyland, but was fired for having too many tattoos. I'm all for tattoos, but I can kind of see why they would fire you. Belle doesn't have tattoos. She is a simple French woman who loves books. But also, you can cover up tats with makeup, too, if you were, like, super dedicated. I think that's an exception that Disney should make, is that they should have, like, a makeup artist just, like, with a tube of skin-colored foundation, like a pan stick, like what the queens used. And I think they should, you know, cover up tattoos, the ones that can't be seen while you're wearing the clothing. Oh my god, I just thought of something. Can you imagine Jasmine with a tramp stamp? I would die. If I ever went to Disneyland and Jasmine bent over to pick something up and there was a tramp stamp, I would fucking die. I won't say anything, because God knows who's listening, but I would just die. But I think that, you know, people who are playing characters should be able to cover up their tattoos with makeup. It's not much of a big deal. Okay. Number 3. Have a magical day is the most offensive thing you could say as a cast member without being fired. Well, at least you know how to throw some shade somehow. You know, sometimes you... I could never work at Disney. I would beat the shit out of a grown ass man. I would Prince Philip beating the shit out of grown ass man. That's a sight to see. Number 4, I worked as Princess Jasmine and got fired for gaining 5 pounds. Okay, this one's a little bit ridiculous because you have to be picky to notice 5 pounds on someone. Shame on you, Disney. Shame on you. Number 5, I want to be a Disney princess, but I'm afraid that the babysitting family I work for will see me and say my real name and I'll get fired. Honestly, I do not blame you. Sometimes it only takes one person and you're out the door. But go be a princess, yo. Move to Florida and be Cinderella, bitch. Live your dream. Okay. Number six. I worked in Disneyland. I already fucked up. Okay, let's try this again. Number six. I worked in Disneyland at California Adventures. I got fired for selling alcohol to minors. Whoops. Come the fuck on, dude. Are you kidding me? Y'all got to be more careful when selling. I remember, we'll get to this in a second, but I remember they would send in what is called secret shoppers when I worked at the gas station, and you had to be really careful. You had to look at date of birth. You had to do things real fast when you're looking at ID. So what you're supposed to look for is the big picture, the small picture, the date of birth, the expiration, to see if it's not fake, hold it up to the light, make sure it's not fake, and then scan it in the register. And that's how you, you know, sell to people. And I just hated that job so much. Let's move on. Number seven. I worked as a friend of Mulan's. Want to know how I got fired? I forgot to use the Disney point. Okay. If anyone who knows what the Disney point is, please write to me on my Facebook and tell me what the fuck the Disney point is. Like, I remember hearing about it, but I forgot what it looks like. What is the Disney? I know you can't point with your index finger just all willy-nilly. You know, you can't just be like, it's that way. There's a specific... I don't know how they do it. I just try to do it now. Podcasting does not allow you to see that. But I did just try to do it. And it is just so... Like, how do you do it? If anyone knows how they point at Disneyland, please write on my Facebook, send a picture, do something, okay? I need to know what it looks like. Okay, number eight. I got fired for giving my friend free churros. I'm sorry, but $4 for a churro is stupid. That is stupid. How are you going to charge $4 for a churro? Wait, does Disney allow outside food, or they have, like, dogs for that? They have Pluto sniffing out people at the line. Like, they have their own version of TSA. Oh, my God. Mickey and Minnie as TSA agents, and Pluto is the sniffing dogs. I mean, make it happen, Disney. Make it the fuck happen. Okay, we're at the last one. Number 10. I tell people I work somewhere else so they don't know that I go into Disneyland undercover to see how CMs are doing. I imagine CMs mean like the character mascots or something. I don't know. I have reported 20 CMs and gotten them fired due to lack of simple knowledge. Alright, here's a special message. Here's the special message I was talking about. To this person who works undercover, who made this whisper, fuck you. You are the exact equivalent to a secret shopper at any retail store. Now, I just explained what that is. It's a person, you know, who would... It's like a person that the company sends in. I didn't explain it. I explained undercover agents and alcohol. Okay, a secret shopper is a customer who goes into your store and observes everything to make sure that you're not breaking any rules, and they come up to the cashier and they evaluate how they did while they were a customer at the store. It's really, really easy to get fired, so fuck you in particular to this particular person who wrote this whisper. I remember I got written up because I forgot to offer them a receipt, and I wasn't friendly, and to that I could say kiss my ass. I worked at a gas station doing $7.50 an hour. I ain't gonna do shit for y'all if you're not gonna pay me enough to do that shit. I don't need that kind of fucking... I'm trying to make a living. I'm trying to get somewhere. So if you expect me to abide professionally, and I understand being professional at work, but I'm not gonna go above and beyond if all I'm getting is minimum wage. Fuck that. Before we begin, I think it's a good idea to talk about what bisexuality is for the children who do not know. Bisexuality is defined as being sexually attracted, not exclusively to one gender. In other words, you like both men and women. That's the general definition of bisexuality that everyone knows. Now, the important part of this episode is talking about biphobia and what causes it and why it's such a big deal in both the general public and the LGBT community. I think it's the really good idea to start talking about biphobia in general. We'll start off by talking about what biphobia is. Biphobia, in its simplest definition, is a notion that bisexuality is not real. That there must be some rational reason as to why a person has decided to identify as a bisexual. There are some people who truly believe that bisexuality doesn't exist. Now, what causes biphobia? Biphobia usually comes from the idea of monosexism, which is the idea that you can solely be either heterosexual or homosexual. There's not really any leeway for anything else. You are either this or that. That's the general idea of monosexism. This is also paired with the stereotype that bisexuals are just using bisexuality to be promiscuous with everyone, which is not true at all. Everydayfeminine.com quoted something about biphobia, and the quote is, "We are essentially the succubi of the queer community." That kind of fucking thinking is the reason why people don't fully come out as bisexual. But anyways, let's move on. There is also the idea that people are claiming to be bisexual just for attention, also called bisexual chic. A great example of this is back in 2012, Urban Bell wrote an article about Nicki Minaj admitting that she lied about being bisexual to build her fan base, which is really gross. I remember when that story broke out, how strange it felt hearing about it, because I've already known so many bisexual friends at that time when I lived in New Mexico, in Belen, for the first time. And I met so many bisexual people, and I heard the story, and I was just confused as to why someone would try to lie about something like that. And also, 2012 was when I was figuring out my sexuality, and I came out as bi myself, but later I was just like, I'm straight up gay as fuck. Famous sexy lady Margaret Cho, who's also bisexual, has said that bisexual chic has been easier for women ever since Basic Instincts. The last stigma of bisexuality is that bisexuals are not completely faithful. This is one of the worst biphobic ideas that really makes me mad and really makes it hard for people, you know, who are bi to live their life fully. I met plenty of people in my life that have been bisexual who have had this exact problem. Anna Paquin, a notable bisexual woman. If you don't know who she is Sookie from True Blood. Anyways, she was being interviewed by Larry King when she revealed that she was married to a man and has two beautiful kids. Larry goes on to ask if she is a non-practicing bisexual, which, like, that doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's not Buddhism, it's what you like. It's your sexual preference. You think that Larry King, a man who has interviewed over 30,000 people in the span of 20 years, would know how bisexuality works by now? But, I mean, Larry King's not a bad person. He's just uneducated, just like how all of us were in the beginning, and then we learned and we moved on. Anna responded by saying that she is happily married. Larry replied by saying, "But you were a bisexual." And Anna responded with, "Well, I don't think it's a past tense thing." Good on you, girl. Good on you. Good on you. I love her so much. Oh, I love True Blood. Okay. So we've talked about what biphobia is, what causes it, and what some of the stigmas are. But we are finally going to get to the consequences of biphobia. This is where it gets serious, because biphobia does affect how people live their lives. Just like transphobia and homophobia, biphobia creates the fear of coming out. HRC.org explained that bisexuals make up almost half of the LGBTQ community, but only 28% have officially come out. That is wild as fuck. That rocked my socks to think that my community is half bisexual, but I only know like a few people in my community that are bisexual. It's creating an unhealthy environment for queer folk when it should be a safe haven. The website also states that bisexuals are more likely to experience mental health issues than gays and lesbians in the community. Oof, that's just rough. Only 5% reported being very unhappy, and that's just the beginning. The website did a survey on the queer community, and according to it, bisexuals were the group of people who had more stories about harassment, exclusion, and isolation. The Bisexual Resource Center has revealed that 40% of bisexual people have attempted suicide, compared to the 25% of gays and lesbians. And HRC's health disparities among bisexual people showed that the rate of depression was doubled among with higher rates of binge drinking. There are more people trying to not feel anything who are bisexual rather than people who are just like gay or lesbian, or you know, it's hard. Biphobia is causing people to doubt who they really are, making them feel like they are mistaken or stupid for feeling the way they feel, and this has got to stop. It makes them feel insignificant. So what we have to do, as you know, I'm talking to the LGBTQ community, what we have to do is we have to start removing the stigmas on bisexuality and standing up for our fellow queer folks. It's okay to like boys and girls. It's okay to try out new stuff and see if you like it. That's how we fucking learn. I have a friend who is the nicest guy I've ever met. He's bi, and he's been happily married. They're the nicest people ever. Listen, I know that the bisexual flag is already flown in pride, but I want people who are bisexual to feel like it's okay to fly that flag and to be okay to be who you are. Because, like, it's already hard enough for us right now in this climate. So we just have to be there for each other. Like, can you imagine being attracted to both men and women, but neither want anything to do with you because they have this sense of uncertainty coming from you? They think that you're confused or just stalling the day that you have to come out as straight or gay. It sounds tiring. That's why I do what I do to make sure. I do what I can to make sure that all my friends who are asexual, you know, demisexual, transgendered, gay, lesbian, bisexual, anything in my community, want to create a support system for them. And it's just, there's too many ignorant people out here that think that they're using bisexuality as an excuse to have sex with as many people before they die. So to all the bisexuals out there, I love you. Go do your thing, and if anyone tells you anything about being bisexual, tell them to fuck off. Also, you guys have one of my favorite flags in the gay community. That berry-toned flag. I love that flag. Here's a message to people, to those who are trying to figure out their sexuality. Take your time. There is literally no rush to come out. Do what you have to do to figure out who you are. Some men are attracted to men, some aren't. Some aren't attracted to people sexually at all, and that's fine too. Just do you. And here's a message to people who think they may know bisexual. Don't call them out. Let them do their shit their way, or else they will never forgive you. Okay? And with that, I think we are going to wrap this episode up. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And remember to follow me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. There's also a list on my Anchor profile where you can find my podcast. And remember to listen anywhere where podcasts are broadcast. You can also go to hrc.org. That's hrc.org. And buyresources.com. That's buyresources.org. Not .com, I'm sorry, .org. To read up on all things bisexual. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will catch you guys later. See ya!